The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, my brother and me, Super Bowl Watch 2015. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. I'm Travis McElroy.
And I'm Papa John's Manning. That's he's fused with it. He has become one. He has been absorbed by the pizza chain known as Papa John's. And he is one with them. All is right with the world. I'm Papa John's Manning.
You know, a lot of people say they only want... Super Bowl's coming up next Sunday before our next episode comes out. So we just wanted to... open the door a little bit for the sports enthusiasts to finally find a place of my brother and me where we can really talk ball
and puck.
Big game is coming up Sunday. You know, a lot of people say they only watch it for the ads. You know what I watch it for?
What?
The cheerleaders.
Justin.
Hello. That really
it's revs. A sport, Griffin.
They don't even have those
really
anymore.
Really revs my engine.
When was
February?
When was the last time you watched a football game and saw cheerleaders? I don't think they have them anymore.
The last one I watched was that Patriots game where they had deflated the cheerleaders. Didn't perform as well.
Just little fleshy blobs.
Yeah.
Just sort of warbling around on the sidelines. Didn't really get anybody, especially psych, but that did not stop the Patriots from coming away with a big, decisive victory over the Indiana Colts.
It did make me wonder what they thought the end game of that would be. Like, maybe if we a little bit of the blood out of our cheerleaders, they'll be better. I don't know. I'm really looking forward to the big game.
Are you looking for the big game? Who's in it this year? A lot of people are still wondering.
Well, we have to wait and see who shows up.
Well, I think that's part of it. Because you default if you don't get there in time. And with traffic these days.
Oh, my God. Where is that movie?
What, about trying to get to the Super Bowl?
We got to get to the Super Bowl in time. I'm
like,
drunk.
They all oversleep in New England and they have to, like, get to Denver or wherever they're doing the Super Bowl this year.
But then they forget Kevin at home.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We forgot Tom Brady. And it just shows him, like, in his underwear sliding around the house.
That's his aftershave bit.
Him and Giselle have to fight off Joe Pesci. None of this is good so far. This is all very
you
bad.
You said
stuff.
Everything we've done ever is funny.
And the streak ends today.
Why won't people sit next to me on the bus? Every morning on my way to work, I'm one of the first to get on the bus. As the bus fills up, I end up being the last person sitting alone. People will often opt to stand before sitting next to me. I'm very quiet, fairly well-dressed, average-looking guy who showers every morning. Help me, brothers. Am I just being paranoid, or is there a method to being the cool guy on the bus everyone wants to sit next to? That's from potentially creepy bus guy in Seattle.
I totally get this, and I know what it is.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Just sort of putting your foot down, huh? Just sort of putting the Travis stamp on this one, claiming it for your own.
You want it too bad.
That might be it, yeah.
I mean, I've been that dude where it's that idea
that
of like...
thing where you like raise your eyebrows and pat the seat like...
Well, it's like somebody starts to walk up and you kind of like subconsciously like adjust yourself, like preparing to make a new friend. And it's like, I want to look the most normal now. And it's like, oh, what's that guy wiggling about? I don't want to sit next to the wiggly dude.
Are you maybe whenever anybody walks by, do you maybe go, seat's taken?
Just as like a nervous tick.
Yeah.
Can't sit here.
If you forgot to mention that bit, that is some primo background that we definitely needed.
I honestly think that a part of it is in this day and age, being a perfectly normal, like average looking dude is for some reason become like a huge red flag.
Well, yeah, because those are the hate crimers. Those are the people who like fuck up the worst. It's never... Our profiling has been flipped on its ear, because the people who want to do heinous shit know they're going to get away with it if they put on some fucking H&M.
Like, I've watched so much CSI and shit, and it's always, like, the normal-looking dude that's, like, the serial killer. It's never the big, bearded, tattooed biker guy. He's the guy who volunteers his time on the weekends at, like, the Big Brothers, Big Sisters, you know, whatever. And it's like, okay, he's actually a good guy who just lives his life every day, and he's just made some interesting, like, you know, outfit choices today. It's the normal-looking dude who puts people in freezers.
Are people just too polite? Like, for me, if I'm on a bus or like an airport shuttle, maybe, you know, from one terminal to the next, if there's an open seat if the only one is like next to people, I will probably stand.
Woof.
I will probably go ahead and stand. I don't want to be the guy that ruins somebody's day
by touching them,
cramming in next to them.
You don't want to make that human connection, that most blissful human experience of sweet, soft human touch.
I'm also, if it's like the last seat, I'm also very nervous that somewhere on there's a pregnant woman that I just haven't spotted. And
you'll accidentally sit on her?
No, like she's standing. And people are looking at me like, look at.
Justin's not suggesting that, honey, I shrunk you and you're pregnant is a thing.
No.
She could also be invisible.
Yeah, invisible pregnant women on buses are getting to be a pretty serious issue.
Somewhere in the
Obama.
In the third trimester, ladies just turn invisible. I don't get it.
It's a 1 in 100 kind of chance, but as a side effect of pregnancy, invisibility.
Sorry, a 1 in 100?
Yep. It's becoming more and more prevalent as we put GMOs into more stuff.
Ugh, GMOs turn all our pregnant women invisible. Cut it out, GMOs.
GMO, you've done it again.
Smooshed another tiny invisible pregnant woman.
Is GMO the tiny alien from the Flintstones?
Yes, I have.
Hey, GMO, I've come to turn all your pregnant women invisible.
GMO?
Can I ask why this is bothering
Wilma,
you?
Wilma, why are you invisible, Wilma? What have you told me?
Well, Fred, this is what I sound like on the cartoon, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm pregnant. I didn't know how to tell you, but now that I'm invisible, I guess you guessed it.
Can I ask why this is a problem for you? Why this is bothering you that you're not? I mean, I get it. I love that sweet, blissful, celestial human interaction of a soft thigh-to-thigh touch. I'm real into that through the jeans stuff. But that might not be everybody's cup of tea. Like,
sure.
It seems like it wouldn't bother Justin if people didn't sit next to you on a bus. That actually seems like it would be kind of a superpower for you.
I bet it's like this, Griffin. I bet it's like the first time it happened, he was like, awesome, great. See it all to myself. The second time, he was like, well, what are the odds twice in a row? And then by like the 32nd time, he was like, do I smell? Like, what is the thing? Yeah. What's going on?
This is honestly more of a concern to me on like a plane. I used to fly a lot more before we had the kiddo, and I can remember very clearly being like in the middle seat of a plane and not having anyone on the left. And the plane, they're doing that thing where it's like, I don't see any more people coming on. Oh my God. And I'm already like planning how I'm going to stretch out, like how quick I'm going to get that armrest up and put my bag underneath there and put my Diet Mountain Dew inside the thing and take his Sky Mall and keep that one. I've got
build
all these
a friend
plans
out of magazines and sit in the chair next to you. turn to him and say, oh my God, are you watching this movie? Maze Runner is amazing.
Tell him that my wife is in the bathroom and or pregnant and invisible, and go ahead and just leave her meal there.
And made of magazines.
And or magazines. And I've got all these great plans. And then just Johnny come latest, just strolling up the aisle. Oh, I think this is. Yeah, I bet it is. I bet that is your seat there. Go ahead. And it's always.
The only thing worse than that.
The stinkiest salad in the entire Aeropuerto. Like, the stinkiest. He went to every restaurant, smelled the salads.
It's nope,
like,
nope.
No, 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 no. No, too fresh. Too fresh smelling. Do you have any with garbage?
Do you have any from like a week ago that you forgot to refrigerate?
You know, from a week ago that have Vienna sausages toasted into croutons? Could you put that on here? That would be great.
The worst moment to me on a plane is when you walk on and someone is like sitting in your seat like that confrontation to me is like a Sisyphean level of like, you see, I'm actually so, and there's like a line of people waiting to sit down behind you. I don't know why that moment makes me so awkward, but it like, cause it's my seat. I fucking paid for it. It's not like I'm trying to steal it from him. And, but like the three times I've had to do that in my life, the person responded like I was taking the chairiest seat.
What just, you want I me just, to do? Can't, why can't I just steal it?
Not to turn this into Seinfeld, the podcast, but the other thing about
Jesus Christ,
when you have to put your bag like 10 rolls back because it's the only one, and then there are people still getting on the plane, so you have to be that guy who's like fighting against the tide. Like, yes, this is what we're doing now. Crowd surf me back to
again,
my seat.
You I'm get sorry. A lot of that through the genes interaction.
Griffin, right, save us with the Yahoo.
Yeah, we're not talking about it. Can we actually do just a quick PSA? Because I feel like this is a hot topic right now, and I feel like we need to maybe make our opinion clear on it. I feel like the hot topic right now that everybody's talking about is like dude spreading their legs. Just sort
man
of
spread.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the scientific term is man spread?
That's correct.
Let's talk about man spread. Keep it together. Keep them closed. I just got back from PAX South San Antonio, where I covered several panels where I was sitting in the middle of like a row between two dudes that I just wanted to bust out like a courtesy protractor and like shove it between their junk and just show them how bad they were fucking up. Just show them. I would have two protractors, one for my own ruined, flattened penis, and their giant greater than sign that they had going on in their pants, and just show them how bad they were fucking up. Just like do a quick measurement of how much percentile of my own cushion they were occupying with their meat. Oh God.
If somebody does that, you just have to cross your legs so that your foot is resting on their leg. And if they look at you, just eyeball them real hard.
I sat next to one who was like doing it so heinously that I couldn't. I had like my laptop in my lap because I was like taking notes. I was covering the panel. I had one dude that was like so heinous about it that I had to like sit off the corner of my chair. And it was like an hour long. It was like really uncomfortable. So after a while, I just like fucking like cuddled with this guy. Just like fucking like, nope. Okay, I guess I have to fight for my right to like be here right now. And I know that's not an equitable solution for everybody, especially when it's shorts weather. But just like, oh, guys, just be constantly vigilant and alert about how you're sort of occupying stuff.
If the person next to you is employing manspread, it's just start rubbing their jeans and ask them if they have a mint or some gum. And then after they say no, keep asking.
If their jeans pocket has a mint in it, and that pocket is on your cushion, that's your mint. It's your shit.
Check the Constitution.
Manifest destiny, baby. Give me that mint.
Manifest destiny.
Give me that pocket.
Manspreadifest destiny.
Okay. Oh, that was it.
I think Manifest is actually better, Travis.
How about Yahoo answer?
I wish I'd said mine first.
How about a Yahoo?
We'll fix it in post.
How about, that's not how post works. How about a Yahoo?
Yeah. Can you put one in post?
Yeah, I'll put this Yahoo in post. All right, guys, that was a great question. Justin, time to move on to the next one. This Yahoo was sent in by...
You just put some jokes in there.
By game-recognized game Rachel Sperling. Thank you. It's by Yahoo Answers user Rob, who asks, which celebrity would you like... Sorry. Which celebrity would you like to stroke your hair if you were dying? You are lying on your deathbed and are about to merge with the infinite.
Mm-hmm.
You can summon any celebrity, living or dead, to stoke you hair as you fade away. Who would it be? Harvey Fierstein. Oh, sorry. That's not in there, but just like, I just got so excited about my answer, but of course it'd be Harvey Fierstein. Griffin, you're dying. You're going to be with Jesus. Gonna be with Jesus soon.
Against all odds. Harvey Fierstein has outlived you.
I'll carry on your legacy. I'll tell the tales of your bravery.
Oh, wait, a Griffin, I'm dying too. Can you stroke my hair? Griffin.
We'll do like a yin yang of stroking.
We'll do a hair stroking dying 69, Griffin.
You actually sound like the female frog woman from Rocco's Modern Life.
Thank you, Rocco. For jumping in the path of that bullet for me, that mugger's assailant.
was coming for me, and you saved my life.
You're a hero, Griffin.
Oh, fuck. That would be
You're
good.
The greatest man I've ever met. I'll never forget you.
It would be good for several reasons. One, I bet he's very, like, tender in that situation, but he has a good, like, bedside manner when somebody's
it's
shuffling
okay,
off.
Honey.
That's what I can hear him say. It's okay.
It's going to be okay. It's okay. You're going to be at peace.
It's hard to say shh in a Harvey Firestein voice.
It just sounds
like a malfunctioning robot.
Also, I feel like after like a few minutes of it, I would just sort of be ready to just like not hear it anymore. To just be like anywhere else, including the infinite that I'm about to merge with.
I think Tommy Lee Jones would shame me into coming back to life.
Oh, shit.
What do you think you're doing? You're trying to fall asleep, to die. You're ready to die now. Come back to life.
Coward. I should have known that.
Coward.
I should have known that this question was going to surface the fact that we're fucking bad at impressions.
I don't know what you're talking about. We are nailing these. Now, what if Tim Curry was there stroking your hair?
Griffin.
The impression all three of us can do, slam dunk.
Griffin, I brought you a fresh cheese pizza.
It's full of adrenaline.
How'd you do that?
I'll shove it straight in your heart, Griffin.
See, you met my faithful St. Peter.
All that would be good. I bet I would do Channing Tatum just because I'd like to like hang out with him.
The one thing that we're not addressing here is it's great to meet these awesome celebrities, but who's going to be the best one at stroking your hair? You know what I mean? Because I think Channing Tatum is going to end up being pretty lazy about it.
Yeah, and he would like do like a bro laugh.
Yeah.
And that's
he's
not
going to make you feel comfortable.
I want to be soothed. How about this? Let me hit you guys with this. Dolly fucking Parton.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's
very good.
I would do that today. I would do that today. I would die today if I could get Dolly Parton to stroke my hair while I shuffle.
Can I say somebody who I think would be surprisingly good would be Jon Favreau? I feel like Jon Favreau.
You know
would be
what?
Very
yeah,
because
he makes it special.
He does. You know, he makes everything a little fun.
You watch Zathura, and you think like this is going to be like a dumb space Jumanji ripoff, some Dax Shepard action. But then you know what happens there at the end? They make it kind of special, don't they?
They do make it special.
What do you guys think about this, Ving Rhames?
Damn.
Ving Rhames. Yeah, probably surprisingly tender. I mean, he's no Michael Clark Duncan, who would have been a fantastic.
Well, this says you can summon any celebrity living or dead. So, oh my God, how good. Okay,
Jesus.
Game over. Well, no.
I'm going to summon Jesus.
Yeah, of course. Jesus. Hey, what's up? Where am I? You're in a hospital. I'm dying. Cool. So, did you need anything? Yeah, can I get in heaven? I guess. Sure. Cool. Boop. Perfect.
Oh, I should have asked him to keep me from dying. Too late.
No, Michael Clark Duncan would be so sick because he could be like, it's pretty dope up there. You're going to really dig it. Now let me stroke your hair. I don't got any, but...
Let me open my mouth and eat your disease.
I told you this so many times that was not a documentary.
You know what? I'm going to go back on what I said, and I'm just going to stick with the cool factor and go with John Stamos.
Okay.
You think John Stamos would be good? What if he tried to turn it into a fucking yogurt commercial, though?
I'm counting on that.
You know what? You know what? The last thing I'd want in my mouth is some Oikos, blueberry Danimals.
You know, dying is a regular part of life. And speaking of regular, just a little bit of yogurt every day will help keep you that way. Goodbye.
Mercy.
Goodbye, sweet prince.
I just needed a kidney transplant, but I couldn't find... Actually, I'm compatible. I'm John Stamos. I can give you a kidney. Just one question, though. What's your favorite yogurt? Chobani. Bye, motherfucker. Wrong. Say hi to Satan.
Wait,
for
is,
me.
Is
that's
John
where people
Stamos
who
a universal kidney donor?
I'm a universal. My kidneys are perfect. I'm John fucking Stamos. Just one question. What kind of yogurt do you like to party with? Go-gurt. Go-gurt? Yeah, I'm 7. Bye. You're going to Chobani hell.
What if St. Peter appeared to you to whisk you away and he was like, have mercy?
God, I honestly... I would be happy with any celebrity. Beggars can't really be choosers.
Wallace Shawn
would be really good.
Oh my God, guys. Owen Wilson.
Why him?
So soothing.
Yeah, you're gonna die. Hold on, wait, let me try again. Yeah, you're gonna, it's gonna be real cool. You're just gonna die.
You sound
die.
Like Dr. Evil.
Yeah, you're just gonna die and stuff. Yeah. And I don't know, it's gonna be okay, because, you know,
What is that? Everybody knows you're about to die, but what my book presupposes is maybe you didn't.
Oh man, what a great...
I like that when Griffin does an impression of Owen Wilson, he ages him 40 years for some reason.
You're gonna die, you know.
Brothers, I have a birthday coming up, and every year I'm plagued by the sheer number of happy birthday wishes I get. They range from close friends and family to basically total randos. I have no idea how to respond. Do I simply like every status? Oh, so like a Facebook thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I respond to everyone with a heartfelt paragraph? Is it rude to only respond to some? Do I completely ignore all of them? Am I good? That's from No Clue in North Carolina.
You know what I like? You know what move I like? Thanks, like, you too.
But girlfriend, it's not their birthday.
Yeah, that's the fucking bit.
But that seems like it would be confusing to them, because they would say, like, me too. What could he mean by that?
I think that you only highlight the best ones. You only think the best ones. And then people understand that, like, everything in life is a competition. And if they didn't get that thanks, then maybe they should have put a little bit more effort into it. And I think that because I put a lot of fucking effort. I holler for that thank you. You know what I mean?
I disagree, Griffin, because I live a life of a social contract that I understand I'm putting the least amount of effort and just putting happy birthday exclamation point. Maybe I capitalize H and B, maybe. And I know that they don't have to respond, but they know that I knew it was their birthday, and I know that they knew that I knew it was their birthday, and we're done.
I get on YouTube and I find, I search like happy birthday, Douglas, or you know, if it's Douglas's birthday. And I YouTube search that, and I find videos of like parents singing to their kids "Happy Birthday, Douglas," and I put that on their wall.
That's like especially good for your orphan friends.
Yeah, I'm like I like to make it special, you know.
See, I sometimes will just have Teresa log in and wish someone a happy birthday for me, but I don't let her fancy it up. Happy birthday! Exclamation point. Done.
I've actually stopped doing this because I live in constant fear that people are changing their birthdays on Facebook all the time. Just to, like, try and catch you in a trap, because I used to do that, and I feel fucking terrible about it now. But that used to be my jam in college, like, when Facebook was still in its infancy, and I would change my birthday to, like, today, and just, like, wait and see, like, the closest person who would write on my wall wishing me happy birthday, just to see, like, oh, I guess you don't know me at all, huh?
We all have those wild college stories.
I was going to make fun of this question asker a little bit and say like, oh, first world problem. But I really totally get it. The more I think about it, you try to stay on top of it. And like the first couple hours of the day, you know, you're really good at like, thanks, man. Or like, you know, at least liking everyone. But then like as you go about your day and get caught up doing stuff, you lose it. And then pretty soon it's like 2 days later and you're like, do I go back through and say thank you to everyone now, or will that just seem hollow?
Yeah.
Or like, I get it.
Let me propose
just like a general post. Like, I'm overwhelmed by all the birthday wishes. Thank you so much. Wish I could like them all, but I'm like out. But
that would take like 45 seconds. I'm like trying to live my life.
I'm living my life every damn day to the fullest. Wallace Shawn strokes my hair till I die.
Strokes me to death. Let me hit you all with this.
Wallace Shawn strokes me to death.
This is like sort of, I guess, a catch-all for any sort of...
Wait, sidebar.
Yeah.
Quick Wallace Shawn sidebar.
All right.
Sydney just read the book.
Yeah, Rachel did too. About
Princess Bride. She told me the best story about Wallace Shawn, that apparently he had it in his head that what they really wanted was Danny DeVito for the part. But they couldn't get DeVito, so they got Wallace Shawn. Carl Reiner denies this, but Wallace Shawn was convinced about it. And he said that about half of the time they were filming, he was really distracted because he kept thinking in his head about how Danny DeVito would have done it better and how he could do it more like Danny DeVito. Can you imagine being
haunted that's
by
my every day.
Like, look over your shoulder, it's DeVito. He's always there waiting for you to trip.
Oh, just in the corner of your eye, but if you look directly at him, he disappears, and you're like, what was that? Nothing, Wallace. Just go on. Let's start at the top.
It's Mr. Steel, your role. He's right there waiting to jump into
the scene. DeVito, the original Babadook. This is sort of, I guess, a catch-all for any sort of social media quandary. And that is that none of this garbage matters at all. Is that... Am I the only one on that page where, like, nobody gives a fuck?
They were forgetting that they were doing it letter by letter. Like, by the time they wrote the Y and exclamation point in Happy Birthday...
it's gone.
They hit, it was gone. What?
Except.
And even if it's, like... We'll take it to the extreme, right? Say it's your, like, your triple grandma. And she's, like... She grandma's real hard. And she, you know, spends, like, 3 hours artisanally crafting a Facebook post. And then just sort of, like, F5s it, waiting for that like to pop up. And it doesn't. She will be upset about it for, like... 12 minutes, and then that's that moment
living
that,
her life,
and then that moment is gone, it's in the past, and it's not even like an especially savory moment. So
here's
like
the thing, the problem is that it's taken over what used to be like, oh, it's my best friend's birthday, I'm gonna send him a card. And now it's like, oh, it's my best friend's birthday. Well, I'm going to do the minimal amount of effort to wish them happy birthday.
The card thing is also debatable because then you're extending, you're prolonging that moment, that magic moment for, I don't know, like an hour or two. But then nobody's going to remember that fucking card. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I get what you're saying. It's just like anything you've ever done, all the time you've ever spent like tweeting great shit on Twitter, unless you like got a comedy writing gig off of how good your tweets are, which like six people have done, like none of that shit
matters.
Or you
got three episodes of a sitcom, like the Shit My Dad Says guy.
Like mm-hmm. none of it matters. None
if
of it matters.
If it is your best friend's birthday, if it's someone that you would want to like wish you a happy birthday, give them a call. It's like 40 seconds, a minute most, and just say like, hey, I'm willing to speak to you as one human being to another without written word getting in the way. I love you very much. Happy birthday.
I'm not like upset that we're fielding questions about social media aptitude. I'm not. I just don't want you, I don't want anybody to like waste a precious moment of this, you know, spin around this crazy, this third rock from the sun, fucking stressing about their favorites. You know what
I
mean?
It's an excellent point because at this point, it's your birthday. The last thing any of these people who care about you enough to like at least say happy birthday to you, they're not doing it to stress you out worrying about who you're going to respond to. Like, and if they are, then you don't need to respond to them in the first place. So like either they love you enough that they don't, that they're doing it because they just wanted to wish you happy birthday, or they're doing it so that you will acknowledge that they're awesome people who wish you happy birthday. Either way, you don't have to worry about it.
Just power down your Asus, shut it down, close your clients, go out there, eat a nice meal, go just take a dip in a beautiful crystal clear spring.
And then quietly die.
And quietly die while Wallace Shawn just kisses you on the neck. I just died in Wallace Shawn's arms tonight.
I added some syllables back there.
Okay, money time. Here we go.
Do you guys think 2015 is the year that we fucking just get off Twitter altogether? Do you think it's the year that
the three of us?
The three of us can be the captains of the fucking Exodus space freighter.
I love Twitter.
If fucking 2014 didn't drive me off of Twitter, I don't know what's going to, honestly.
2014, we were all under assault. We were all under attack so much. We had enemies at the gates at every gate. There were like 30 gates, and there were enemies at all of them. We didn't have time to plan the Exodus. This is the year. Two of every animal. Let's fucking do it, guys. Come on. Get on my freighter.
Come on. We're going to LO.
We're all going to LO together. We're going to be
get
safe.
Get in my car. We're going to LO. Have you ever wanted to build an iPhone app?
To replace Twitter?
Do you ever want to make an Instagram or Snapchat like that, but better, to replace Twitter? Do you want to learn Swift by Apple? We got good news. 1 month iOS is an easy way to learn iOS development using Swift. So 1 month, if you are not already acquainted, is a 30-day program. You give it 30 minutes a day for 30 days, and it is going to teach you a real-life skill. 1 month HTML is a thing that I've been doing, and I found it really, really helpful. 1 month Rails to help you make your first web app.
How much time you learn on the internet learning shit that doesn't matter and doesn't help you at all.
Are you talking about like all the 100% of it?
Yeah.
Except for the time that you spend on 1 month.
Yes, exactly. Here's something you can waste your time on the internet. That's not a waste. It's good for you.
It's good for you.
It's just like, this is my new 2015 thing. We're all fucking bad at the internet. We all click on shit that we know is going to make us angry because dumb people wrote it to make you angry to click on it to get money. It's fucking, it's time to leave.
We're off. We're done with the internet. Download this podcast and then cancel your account and then reopen your account in a week to download this podcast again.
The only thing you should be doing.
And repeat.
Unless it's an Adventure Zone week, then grab that.
Go ahead and grab
Sawbones.
And maybe Bunker Buddies. Yeah, Bunker Buddies if you're looking for it.
Go ahead and pick
what
that up.
What days can you turn off the internet? What days can you have your internet disconnected?
The weekends. You I shouldn't think be
Friday.
We spend every Sunday on the internet recording this goddamn show. And it's like, it makes me cry inside. But that's the thing. When Wallace Shawn's stroking my hair in the deathbed, he'd be like, do you have any regrets? That was fucking awesome. That was fucking awesome. That was great. Guys, excellent. I've never tried that before. That was a one take Wallace Shawn fucking slam dunk hoop shot.
Wallace Shawn, no.
Do you have any regrets? And I'll be
Griffin,
like,
you should edit out all the ones you did before that, and then edit.
No, don't say that. Your first. Don't say that.
Try at it. Edit that in.
God damn it, Justin. I'll edit you saying that out. Now who's the victor? I am the king of content.
Ah, but Griffin, if you edit out him saying that, it will be a paradox.
Okay, this is going to be a 45-second long episode of Wallace Shawn strokes my hair. What, you got any regrets? That's not as good.
You tried it again.
Shut up! And I'll say, yeah, a lot of wasted Sunday hours I could have spent in church. Anyway, what are we talking about? 1 month.
OneMonth.com/mybrother. You're going to be able to save 25% off of your first class. That's a one-time discount, 25%. And you can get a real life skill. It's broken down into 30 minutes a day for 1 month, and you can get a something really useful and make some good use of your internet time. OneMonth.com/mybrother.
When you're spending your time not on the internet, just sort of wasting away, you're going to go on some adventures out there. 2015, year of cons, year of adventures. And while you're on adventures, you're going to need some snacks in your gunny sack, in your adventure bag. And what can you stuff in there? Why, I have a suggestion, some nature box. While you're out in nature, just like smelling a tree, smelling some bark, mm-hmm. I want you to reach in your bag and you're going to pull out over 100 nutritionist approved snacks. Nature Box has something for everyone. It's got no artificial flavors, no colors, no sweeteners, no. It got 0 grams.
Well, no, Griffin, hold on. It does have colors. It doesn't have artificial colors.
No, it can't be perceived by the dumb cones in your human eyes. Only locusts can see Nature Box snacks. They don't have GMOs, but they are invisible. It's fucked up. Anyway, they don't got trans fats. They don't got high fructose corn syrup. They don't got tweets. Ugh. Anyway. You can get all kinds of great stuff. They got sriracha roasted cashews. They got pistachio power clusters. Those are going to make you more powerful. They got Big Island pineapple. That's going to help you appreciate the beaches that you're exploring, that you're backpacking through Sicily. It's going to be great. You have the chance to try Nature Box for free with a trial box of 5 of their most popular snacks. Free snacks. 5 of them, 5 bags of free snacks. You're going to get them for free because they're free snacks.
What do we have to do to get you into some free snacks today?
We're going to shrink your body down, and we're going to put you in a bag of Nature Box, and you're just going to have like a Coco Yum Yum's ball pit experience.
Oh, but what's that over there? Really, it's a guy in a tiny exoskeleton. He's going to fight with you, but that's okay because you're going to break through the glass on his mask, and then I think Martin Short's stomach acid is going to eat away at him.
I thought you said his name was Martin Shorts.
Martin Shorts, the comedian.
Can we all agree that Martin Shorts would be the worst deathbed buddy?
Mm-hmm.
He would not take it seriously.
Yeah. This is make it all about him.
He would make it all about him.
Yeah.
Damn it.
This is my death. Can you not be like goofing right now? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's your impression of the Hollywood guy. Fuck. What's his name?
Jiminy Glick.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's an impression of him. I think he just like made him.
Yeah. I don't think he's basing that on a real Jiminy Glick.
Jiminy Glick. Great. I wanted that to be my last.
You know what, Travis? You say that, but we all know a Jiminy Glick, don't we?
Look at yourself. Are you the Jiminy? If you look around the table and you don't see the Jiminy Glick, you are the Jiminy Glick.
Go to naturebox.com/mybrother. We're going to get you those free snacks. You're going to eat them. You're going to be a happier, better person.
Chelsea Kerr, I got a message for you from Adam Ford. And he says, what better time a year than candle nights to take revenge upon your chief for a birthday Jumbotron message.
I could suggest maybe a better time would be January 25th.
Maybe January 25th, literally one calendar month after, would be a better time.
That's what makes it a surprise.
There's no Vengeance Day yet, so here's some dirt on Chelsea.
Oh,
Katie
shit.
Lang is her godmother.
Katie Lang.
For my money, Katie Lang doing Hallelujah is the best version of it. Sorry to Rufus Wainwright. Sorry to
Shrek.
Jeff.
Sorry to Shrek for Shrek's version of Hallelujah. Shrek sings in Shrek.
Chelsea is extremely good looking.
Whoa, Justin.
Chelsea loves border collies more than horses. Happy Candle Nights, Chelsea. I'm sorry that was a month ago. It doesn't say that, but I'm saying
no,
that.
No, what it says is you're a butt.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Got her, Adam. That was a zinger.
Way to really nail her to the wall there, Adam. You really showed her.
Is it embarrassing that Katie Lang is your godmother? Because I think that's awesome.
Right. Well, he just says it's dirt. So it's like if we need to, you know, get a private investigation going, there are the facts. That
we just needed a little leverage against Katie Lang. Finally. We can put our plan in place.
So happy birthday.
Kind of.
Chelsea.
Nope, not birthday. You just saw the word birthday in there and you just sort of let it roll.
You know what? It's been so long, it may be her birthday by now. It's impossible to know.
Happy Arbor Day. Who knows when this fucking thing's going up?
Happy Vengeance Day,
Chelsea. People don't know, we record these episodes months in advance.
Yeah. I got a message for Dave, and the message is from Casey and Matt. Casey and Matt. Oh, guys,
and
I'm
JoJo.
Sorry.
And JoJo.
Don't. Come on. You think Casey has never gotten that before?
I really wanted to sing that song, but then I couldn't remember it.
Oh, do you mean, tell me it's real. This feeling
all my life.
There it is.
See, a lot of people go for that. Like, tell me it's real is obviously the superior Casey and JoJo song.
We could spend the rest of the episode talking about the Casey and JoJo.
We all have strong opinions about the Casey and JoJo oeuvre.
Let me crack open the Casey and JoJo omnibus, and I will go through their B-sides.
The Casey and JoJo Nomicon?
Can I just... Dave, Merry Christmas and congrats on your pro ability to manufacture a child. You are always hard to shop for, so we thought the best gift would be to pay the McElroy family to confess that your gigantic new baby is way better than theirs.
What?
Oh no.
Oh
sorry.
No, son.
Incorrect.
Wrong. Oh.
You can't.
Baby Charlie
you to say
is bringing
that.
It hot.
Now, when
bringing
they say
hot fire.
Better than theirs, does that intimate that like Charlie is like all of ours in like a weird three brothers and a baby situation?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure Justin has like the main claim.
Sole claim, yeah.
Better question. Did Dave make a baby from spare parts?
Dave, congratulations on small wondering. Everyone said you couldn't do it, and then you did do it. Small Wonder was the name
there
of the show,
was,
right?
Yeah, small one. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, in America, it's what it was. In Europe, and I believe most of West Asia, it was called Blossom.
Metric Wonder.
Okay.
In Japan, it was called My Daughter, The Secret. Which is odd. It's an odd bit of translation.
You want to finish reading?
Happy birthday, Dave.
Well, you didn't even finish reading the message.
Okay, maybe we could set our babies up a la Swan Princess style. JK, unless you guys are into that. Merry Christmas. Love you. Okay, guys. Listen, here's a serious... We got to stop mentioning the date that you think this will happen, because it will not happen then. You have to stop putting holidays in these
It's places. Nice, though, in like a... I don't know. It's a nice little rainbow connection that both of these people fucked up, like, at the same time. Like, maybe somewhere underneath that big, bright moon, we somebody else is fucking up, in addition to me. Vis-a-vis timing.
Dave, happy, I don't know, Super Bowl Sunday to Chelsea. We love all of you, but we have important pressing business. It's Haunted Doll Watch, live from My Brother and Me. Haunted Doll Watch, our new hit feature that everybody is crazy about, where I look for the latest and greatest in haunted dolls on the eBay service. Today we've got a really hot one coming in, and I mean that literally. haunted, spirited, paranormal, scary, burned doll spirit, Alicia Creepy.
What?
That is the listing. Let me go ahead and link my brothers there so you can find it. If you're playing along at home, you can certainly just Google that on eBay.
Jesus.
Oh, Christ. My God.
So this is a horrifically burned naked baby doll, which I mention only because the story that I'm about to tell is going to seem batshit. Here we go. Burned doll, Alicia, found at the remains of a house fire in 1997 in New York on Christmas Eve. The items were put out on the curb, and she was rescued by a neighbor.
Oh, I got it! Oh, I got the doll! Oh, that was a close one!
I saved her.
Hope this shit's not haunted!
The gentleman who brought her to me said his wife, who rescued her, okay, which, okay,
I'm
got it.
I'm getting some mixed details here.
Yeah, mixed details here. Kept her in her craft room.
Burn the craft room.
Kept her in her craft room and would talk to her as if she could understand her every word. She was happiest when she was with the doll.
I mean,
look at that fucking doll and tell me that that is not 100% cockamamie bullshit.
Doll, I feel like you get me.
You make me feel so, like, understood, creepy, burned ass doll with, it looks like, muscular tissue underneath your burned
eyes. I'm just
ass
here
eyes.
To help you. I'm Harvey Fierstein. I've inhabited this burned ass doll.
No, the doll was apparently inhabited by a girl who was in the fire.
Oh, great.
Here is the next sentence. He never said anything about the doll because his wife knew the girl and was despondent about the fire. Okay, so he brings his wife home a burned doll.
Hey, honey.
From a trash pile.
I got you this garbage-ass, burned-ass doll. Maybe haunted.
Do you want to talk to it? Maybe put it in your craft room?
You were just saying how you wanted more. You wanted more ruined, shitty garbage.
His wife recently passed, so Alicia needs a new home. Her unique traits are a cold chill in the area surrounding her.
Great.
There may be more if you're accepted by her. I am selling her for Mr. Beck, the owner of the doll.
Wait, I want to break down that last thing. If you're accepted by her, like if she's like, yeah, you're cool, we can hang.
You're cool. What's up? Now, let me just sort of demonstrate some more of my ghost powers. Did you want that table to float? Because now it's floating. Are you chilly?
There are six pictures of this doll on the eBay.
Okay.
Eight pictures of the doll. In case you didn't get it from the first one, where it's a horrifically burned mess.
Jesus
and if
Christ.
You look closely at the picture of the doll, you'll notice that she's sitting in a tiny lawn chair. Really festive.
Well, that's it. She wasn't burned in a fire. She got too much sun.
You can, there are two bids already on this. So you want to get in there soon. Current bid is $29. So make sure you pick up Alicia, creepy spirit burned doll, scary paranormal.
It is upsetting to me that the current bid is $29 and the shipping is $23.
It's upsetting to me that there is more than one bid. There's a bidding war for haunted spirit, paranormal, scary burned doll, spirit Alicia, creepy. Everybody, fucking hop in to my vessel. Pshoo! Away we go. Bye, internet forever.
Hi, everybody. I'm Justin McElroy.
And I'm Dr. Sydney McElroy.
Every Tuesday, we bring you Sawbones, a marital tour of misguided medicine, a show about all the dumb, weird, terrible ways that we've tried to fix each other over the years. You know, some light summer listening.
Maybe you want to hear about yogurt enemas, or why we tried to eat mummies for a while, or why drinking cholera diarrhea sounded like a good idea.
That and so much more is waiting for you every Tuesday right here on the Maximum Fun Network with Sawbones, a marital tour of misguided medicine.
Do y'all want a Yahoo?
Yes.
This Yahoo was sent in by Eric Lorenson. Thank you, Eric. It's by Yahoo Answers user Christina, who asks, I've always wondered this. That's in all caps. When you send out a text message, and before the other person receives the message, where does it go? It has always been picking at my brain.
It goes to space, right? It
goes to space.
And it goes to the stars. That's my Sean Connery in Dragonheart.
Okay.
In the stars, boys, where your text messages go. Lots of really great impressions. A lot of really A material. I mean, first it goes across, I feel like, a ticker on President Obama's desk.
Mm-hmm.
He clears it.
He clears it for, I mean, he checks it.
He misspells words that you had actually spelled correctly.
Because he's a little scam.
Most people don't know this. Obama is spell check.
He is the spell check. He is Clippy. He takes your sexts and he makes them sextier. He adds a lot.
I'm surprised he didn't address that in the State of the Union. Like, if you're wondering why I did not get more done in my tenure in office, because I had to read all of your text messages.
I had to juice up your sexts. A lot of good impressions.
You know when all of you moms out there send one single thought in like 7 text messages, just word after word after word? I had to read all those. President Obama.
I always imagine that text messages and phone calls are a lot like that scene in Willy Wonka.
Thank you. I was literally just about to say that. That is my entire understanding of broadcast information, wireless internet, everything is that.
It goes up in the sky and just kind of sits there.
Turns into a little boy.
Until you download it.
You send a text. It turns into a boy. It disintegrates that boy. Mm-hmm. It sends him flying. The little boy appears on your friend's cell phone. Is like, what up? Because that's what you texted.
And then they stretch him.
Hey, you up?
Hey, you up? Please let me out of your phone.
It's me, Mike TV. Hey, you up? Hey, did you watch Arrow last night? From Dad. Every time you text message, you kill a boy for a little bit. But then he comes back to life, but little and data. That's why fucking AT&T and Verizon, all them shits, they gotta put caps on stuff. Stop killing.
You went over your killing little boy limit this month, and that's gonna be an extra $10.
Killing's not the right word. You're temporarily killing via dissolution.
You disexist him.
Yeah.
That's a word.
But then you re-exist him to be like...
Is that why my phone memory is always so full? Because it's just full of little boys?
Uh-huh.
I needed to delete some of those.
You really do. What does anybody actually know? I feel like whenever like Jeff AT&T invented text messages, whenever Stephen Michael Stevens SMS invented text messages, and he like sent the first one and it showed up on somebody else's phone, he was probably like, "Whoa!"
And it said, "What hath God wrought?" How did that happen? Smiley face.
How did that even happen? It must be Ghost Rider. And then for years, everybody thought it was Ghost Rider, when the truth is that they got it. It's Ghost Rider.
You know when people like hold their phones up to windows or something to try to get like better service? And everybody's like, what are you doing? That doesn't work. You don't know that.
You don't know.
You don't know shit about phones.
You're holding your phone up to the window, and Ghost Rider's like floating around like, let's see, this is supposed to go to 2323 apartment B. Where is the interest? Oh, never mind. There it is. Zoop. What up?
I got a question here. Hi, brothers. I don't know what to do about invitations. This is pressing, so I got to answer it now. Hi, brothers. I don't know what to do about invitations to my Super Bowl party. Our friend group has a couple in it who recently split up due to one member of the couple finding someone new. I already stupidly told both members about the Super Bowl get-together. One person says she will not attend if her ex's new significant other is there.
Problem solved.
I haven't yet sent an email. How do I delicately make sure that everyone who is there will not explode in a horrible rage fight? That's from Super Befuddled for the Super Bowl.
Let's make this quick. Like, the actual practical, we can goof or, you know, talk about how we'll make them, like, fight or, like, play a football game outside in the winter. We'll do that dumb shit later, but I feel like we've addressed this before where that's not your goddamn problem.
Nope.
It super isn't your problem. Invite them both. They can show up if they want. They can be fucking adults if they want.
The only beef you have to worry about is in the cheese dip.
Yep. Don't put beef in your cheese dip. That seems awfully excessive.
Oh, no, it sounds really good. Like, if you did, like, sausage in there, ooh.
Speaking of beef, remind me to circle back around after this question about beef nugs. Remind me to circle back around to yell at everybody who listens to our show about fucking beef nugs. You know
what? We answered the question. Question answered.
Just invite it. Okay, beef nugs. Things that aren't beef nugs.
Meatballs.
Yeah, it's just like a chicken nugget. No, it's not. It's just a little sphere of beef. That's not a beef nug.
What about Jack Link's beef jerky beef nuggets?
Oh, do you mean that shit I literally said while we were recording? You literally heard me say that's not a beef nug?
What about steak? Like, what about little chunks of steak?
No, not a beef nugget. What about steak fingers? You literally just said finger, not nugget. Y'all are fucking killing. I love you. Thank you for the support. Thank you for donating to Maximum Fun. You really help us. I don't know if you can tell, I'm recording with a new mud guard. I just bought a new mic setup. You're going to enjoy a lot of my just fat sound pipes next week. Things that aren't beef nugs. Everything. They don't exist. Somebody actually made a video of them making beef nuggets. They are the only person on earth who has cracked that fucking Dan Brown beefy Da Vinci code. Everybody else, stop telling me meatballs are beef nuggets. Oh, God, Elizabeth Gilbert, you too. You're like the smartest person ever.
I told her that I thought it was acceptable. But
yeah, because you fucking buckled under the weight of her massive brain.
Her star power and her charisma. I did.
You're fucking killing me, everybody. Stop telling me steak fingers are beef nuggets. Use your goddamn brain for a second.
And quit doing it like we're the idiots.
Oh, you stupid.
Guys, fucking meatballs. Fucking steak nuggets from Jack Link's. What, you don't think we thought about that? You don't think
the steak fingers are what killed me. If someone held up a chicken tender in front of you and said, "This is a chicken nugget," you would punch them in their fucking snot locker.
But first, you embarrassingly slap the chicken finger out of their hand and then slap them.
I did have like three or four people actually saying, like, "Well, actually, in Ethiopian cuisine, there that okay, fine. How would I know that? How would I know that?
We have no way of knowing.
No way of knowing that. I will say the person who made the video of them like crafting steak nuggets, and they like did it. They like ground that meat up to the consistency that like whatever the pasty consistency of chicken nugget meat is. They crush that. They crush the whatever it is with the brining. What is it called? Dredging. They dredge it, fry that shit up. Look like a chicken nugget. That person's doing the Lord's work. Actually looked kind of dope. I might actually be into that. Yes. Everybody else just sort of, I guess, think before you like do anything, because you're alive and your actions affect other people. You've caused me so much distress. I regret bringing up beef nuggets in the first place because it's shaved years off my life. The anger. Oh, I don't know when it's going to go away either because it's still very hot in my heart.
We love you very much.
We love you so much, but just fucking think for a second.
For a second.
Make some beef nuggets for your Super Bowl party. That's my new command. This is your Hail Mary to atone for the sin, so much sin. Oh my God, so much sin. Just make some beef nuggets, send me pictures, give me a flavor review, let me know how it turned out. But be careful, it's hot grease. Get a parent, get an adult to help you.
Get an adult to
help. Don't try and make this without an adult, you'll hurt yourself.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, my brother and me. Sorry that it was a little bit angry, I guess, towards the end there. You just don't know what it's like to be.
I'm trying to keep it 100. I'm trying to like be legit, and I don't want to disguise my feelings. I want to be the real me, and the real me is so fucking mad.
But we do have a present for you.
We do. A lot of you Chicago folks were upset because you didn't get tickets to the show we're doing there on April 5th. But we've got great news for you. We are moving the whole. We're picking up the show wholesale and moving it to the Athenaeum Theater in Chicago, and it will seat roughly 650 more of you or so. So, if you're in Chicago if you don't come to this show, you can never complain about us not coming there again. We have room for literally every person who's ever listened.
If you already have tickets, do not worry. They carry over, so you're already set. You don't have to worry about it. If you don't have tickets, they go on sale the 27th at noon. So when this comes out on Monday, they come out Tuesday.
Noon your time, Chicago. Noon Central.
And while there are lots more tickets available, don't sit on it because we're not going to do any other shows there. And you know, and ever. This is it. We're shutting it down. This is our last one. Farewell to Chicago tour.
It is assigned seating. Unlike a lot of our shows, it's assigned seats. So you'll want to get there early. And to buy your tickets, so you can make sure, you know, you get your whole party together. Like we said, if you already got tickets, good news, you are set. You got the primo seats.
And this is not an exaggeration. The first show sold out in like 7 minutes. So this is a thing where when we say don't sit on it, we mean like don't wait.
It might seem like we're big timing you here. We seriously, we're not. We're just like, we really want everybody to be able to come who wants to come.
We were super bummed. Like, it's obviously great when our shows sell out, like that's it my heart swells up with pride and happiness, but like when it happens that fast, man, I feel super shitty because I know there's a lot of people who didn't get in. So good luck, may the fortune be ever in your favor, Hunger Games.
Also, there are still tickets available for the Milwaukee show, too. So if you're in Milwaukee and haven't gotten tickets for that, it's...
not a ton. It's like 70% sold out. So don't... If you've been holding off, like, I wouldn't wait much longer.
bit.ly/MilMBMBAM.
I want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. Lovely album. It's a good one to just sort of, as the seasons change, to just sort of welcome spring into your heart. It's January, but that's like spring in Texas. Anyway, just listen to it, and it'll make you feel good because the music's good.
And we still need questions for our LA and San Francisco shows. So if you're going to be at their shows and want to hear your questions, make sure that you put in the subject line either LA show or SF show. And if you're coming to the LA show, we're going to have lots of merch. When we were here in June, there was a little bit of a mix-up and we didn't have merch. Don't worry. We've got lots of merch at this show, so look forward to that. And if you're not going to be at the LA show, all of that merch is available at maxfunstore.com, except for the posters. Those are only, the blue posters are only available at the live shows.
You can follow us on Twitter, but don't. It's none of it matters. And YouTube, that's all right. That's like good content, I guess. Go to youtube.com/MBMBAM, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's where you can find all kinds of great video content. We got a new short that Tyler Crowley did for us about Scott Jenkins and Tip of the Dragon Penis. It's pretty goddamn good.
It's pretty much my favorite one so far.
I still like Shitty Iron Man the best.
We're on iTunes. Go rate and review us there. We have P.O. boxes if you want to send us stuff. It's P.O. Box 54, Huntington, West Virginia, 25706 for me.
Or P.O. Box 341769, Los Angeles, California, 90034 for West Coast stuff.
Go listen to the other Max Fun shows, too. We all have other shows. If you like listening to our voices, we got Sawbones. That's Justin Sidney's medical history podcast. Bunker Buddies that Travis and Andy do about the apocalypse. We do The Adventure Zone. We'll have a new episode of The Adventure Zone this Thursday. That's one that the three of us do with our dad where we play D&D. There's other shows, though, that are on the network, like Jordan Jesse Go, Judge Sean Hodgman, Stop Podcasting Yourself, Throwing Shade, The Goose Down, Lady to Lady, Baby Geniuses, Destination DIY, Song Exploder, The Memory Palace, Pop Rocket. Fuck, I did my best.
Did you mention Flophouse? Because that's Flophouse. Like my favorite podcast right now.
It's really, really good. Also, the Maximum Fun family is kickstarting a video project called Brian and Lindsay Will Totally Eat That, where Brian and Lindsay eat things and review them. And it's very funny. Check out the Kickstarter. You can watch sort of the pitch video for that and throw some money their way if you want to make that video exist in the world.
And if you go to MaximumFun.gov, you can find the Vore podcast, Big Gulp, that Griffin hosts.
That's not where Big Gulp is. Big Gulp is, that's I couldn't lock down the .gov.
Thanks again to Nature Box, where you can get your free sample box of great tasting wholesome snacks like BBQ kettle kernels. Go to naturebox.com/mybrother.
Can you say that one more time? BBQ kettle kernels?
BBQ kettle kernels.
Okay. I liked it.
naturebox.com/mybrother.
Final Yahoo answer. This one was sent in by level 44 billion Yahoo shaman, Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. It's by Yahoo Answers user Funky Poo, who asks, how much is Drake's dad worth?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
It's been my brother, me. Kiss your dad, square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Hi, I'm Brian Fernandez, a.k.a. Sonny D., producer of Jordan Jesse Go.
I'm Lindsay Pavlis, producer of Wham Bam Pow.
We're the stars of Maximum Fun's first web video series, Brian and Lindsay Will Totally Eat That.
Someone throws us a snack, we eat it, and then we rate it on a scale from yummy to crummy.
We've recorded a pilot, and we're raising funding for the series on Kickstarter until February 20th.
And if we receive enough backers, we will receive a huge challenge grant from our friends at Hover.com.
Go to MaximumFun.org/totesy for more info or find us on Kickstarter.
Question for you.
Shoot it at me.
You gonna eat that?
Totally.